Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Burmese rebels say they've launched a mass drone attack on the capital of Myanmar, Naypyidaw, targeting the main military headquarters and the Air Force base. The attack involved nearly 30 drones. Jonathan Head has more details.
This was a bold, though largely symbolic, attack by the opposition on the Myanmar capital. There are no reports of significant damage, and the military says it was able to shoot down seven of the drones. But the main airport in Naypyidaw had to be closed after one drone dropped a bomb close to a runway. The attack follows a series of defeats suffered by the military junta in recent months at the hands of opposition armed groups, which have taken control of large stretches of territory.
The former Speaker of the South African Parliament, Nosifiwe Mapisa-Nkakula, has appeared in court in Pretoria charged with corruption and money laundering. She's been released on bail. The former Speaker has denied accusations that she solicited bribes in return for awarding contracts while she was Defence Minister. On Wednesday, she resigned from her post but said this was not an admission of guilt. Richard Hamilton reports.
The ANC veteran is accused of soliciting large bribes from a former military contractor during her previous tenure as defence minister. Coming just under 2 months before crucial general elections, this case is adding to the troubles of the ANC, which is struggling in opinion polls amid a weak economy, as well as accusations of corruption and mismanagement.
Aid groups working in Gaza have demanded that the Israeli army improve and adhere to security procedures aimed at keeping their workers safe. It comes as pressure grows on Israel over the deaths of seven aid workers in an airstrike on Monday. Yolande Nell reports from Jerusalem.
The drone attack, which killed seven aid workers, including three Britons, has shone a spotlight on the dangers facing relief organisations as they try to avert a man-made famine in Gaza. The UN agency UNRWA told the BBC that three of its convoys had come under attack in recent months without casualties, despite coordinating their movements with Israeli forces. Countries whose citizens were killed in Monday's airstrike have voiced strong criticism. Australia's Prime Minister said Israel's explanation for the deaths was not good enough, while Poland said there should be compensation paid to the victims' families.
Yolande Nell reporting. South Korea's government has ruled that a transgender soldier who killed herself after being forcibly discharged from the military should be classified as having died in the line of duty. She had fought to continue serving as a female soldier after transitioning, but her request was rejected. A state commission ruled that her death in 2021 had been caused by depression stemming from her departure from the military. This is World News from the BBC. Japan's governing party is punishing 39 members for a political funding scandal that's helped send the government's approval ratings to near record low levels. Two influential figures have been urged to leave the party altogether. Members have failed to declare hundreds of thousands of dollars of political funds. It's already led to three powerful factions in the party to dissolve. The NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has marked the alliance's 75th anniversary by saying that it must be doing something right, as it had grown from 12 countries at its inception to 32. Addressing a ceremony in Brussels, Mr. Stoltenberg also said the alliance's success came from the interdependence of its North American and European members. The authorities in Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, say four people were killed and a dozen injured in repeated Russian drone attacks. Ihor Terekhov is the city's mayor.
Tonight was very difficult for Kharkiv. Iranian-made Shahid drones hit a residential area in the city. There were fatalities. Three rescuers who were working on the site when there was a second strike, they died. Also, a woman was killed at another site, so we have four dead and many others wounded.
Meanwhile, proxy Russian officials in parts of Ukraine occupied by Moscow say Ukrainian attacks have killed three people, two in the Kherson region and one in the city of Donetsk. A Russian journalist has said a court official at a colleague's trial warned those present not to make heart symbols with their hands because this would be interpreted as the secret sign of an extremist group. Last week, the court in Moscow met to hear the case of Antonina Favoskaya, who shot the last video featuring Alexei Navalny. The reporter who was present at the trial said the bailiff had also warned them to neither greet Antonina nor applaud her nor make any sounds. She was arrested shortly after visiting Navalny's grave. That's the latest world news from the BBC.